Here and there, a few things relating to Elul and Slichos. First thing is, last yesterday we discussed in terms of basic halakhah that we blow shofar in Chodesh Elul. When do we blow shofar? So obviously we blow shofar after Shachas. What about blowing shofar in the evening after Mincha or Ma'ariv? So that's not our custom. In our shuls here, I never saw a shul, maybe some of you did see, I never saw a shul where they blow shofar after Mincha. But the truth is, it's brought down many, there are many poskim that say that the proper thing to do is to blow shofar Shachris and Ma'ariv at night, after you finish Ma'ariv. Maybe some say that you should blow shofar every time you say L'David. So if you say L'David after Ma'ariv, so you blow shofar after Ma'ariv. You say L'David after Mincha, so you blow shofar after Mincha. So this is something which is cited, that is done. We obviously do not do this, but it's not, it's mentioned. Now, some people have a minhag, we don't do this either, if they blow shofar twice in the morning, once after they finish davening during L'David, and once after they say Tehillim. Let's take a step back. There used to be a minhag, it's almost not done anywhere, I don't see done any shul, where after davening is over, to say every single day a certain number of Tehillim. The Imam is part of the davening. Chabad, everyone is supposed to do it. It's supposed to say at least 10 Mizmorim of Tehillim every... Tamari for you. For you.
I think in Bobov they don't say L'dovid.
What?
I think they say
10 Mizmorim. Okay, I don't know if they say L'dovid. Let's talk about Tehillim. It used to be a minig, it still is a minig. You're supposed to say every single day 10 Mizmorim of Tehillim. If you say 10 Mizmorim for 30 days straight, the whole El, how many Mizmorim is that? 300. How many Mizmorim are there in Tehillim? 150. Which means you're going to say the entire Tehillim twice. Saying it twice is Begamatria 300, which is Begamatria Kaper. I don't know if that does anything for you, that Begamatria Kaper is 300, Kaper. And this is a time-honored minute to do this. 10 Mizmorim a day to say Tehillim twice in the entire Tehillim from beginning to end in Chodesh Elul. The gematria 300 kaper. Some of the custom. What? 18. Okay, that could be afterwards. Okay, there are different minhagim. Some say that you're supposed to say 18 mizmorim every single day after davening. Now, where did this minhag come from? This is very, very fascinating. I've seen this in more than one place because Ashkenazim have a guilt complex. What's their guilt complex? The Svardim are reciting Slichos every single day. From the beginning of Chodesh Elul, the real Svardim, they begin to recite Slichos every single day. We don't. We recite Slichos only the last 4 days or the Shabbos. What day of this is Rosh Hashanah? Does anyone know?
Monday, Tuesday.
So we're going to start saying it the week before. What?
Monday, Tuesday, Sunday night,
so Monday, Tuesday, so we're going to be starting saying Slichos the Mitzvah Shabbos before. So we're going to be saying Slichos the whole week, Sunday through Friday, and then Erev Rosh Hashanah is Sunday. So, but the Svar...
Erev Rosh Hashanah is Monday.
Erev Rosh Hashanah is Monday, okay, so Monday. Erev Rosh Hashanah is Monday, so Sunday, Monday, plus another 6 days.
Right.
Okay, so it comes out. So the Svardim, they have already started with Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Ashkenazim, they have a guilt complex. How come we're not saying Slichos the whole Chodesh Elul? So what did the Ashkenazim do? This goes back from the very beginning. This goes back who knows how many years. Instead of saying Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's the minhag Ashkenaz to say Tehillim every single day, 10 or 18 Mizmorim of Tehillim every single day. The recital of Tehillim by Ashkenazim is keneged, the equivalent of the Svardim reciting Slichos the entire Chodesh Elul. Unfortunately, we slacked off. We don't say Slichos and we don't say Tehillim. Okay? And the Svardim, you know what they probably do? They do both. They say the slichas, and they say Tehillim. Okay? So Ashkenazim slacked, but it's interesting is that we really should be saying Tehillim. Because really we should be saying slichas. And if you're not going to be saying slichas, at least do something. At least do something to show that you're in the season, you're in the mood, you acknowledge that within 30 days, it's going to be the Yom HaDin.
Do they?
I think they do. I don't know. I'm not familiar with their minhag. I don't know if they're Russian. But we do not. That's where it comes from. The recital of Tehillim is weird. Now this is what they used to do. This is what it says in some of these. You know, every community was different. They have a lot of svarim today that have records of what various kehilos in Europe and Poland did before World War II. Today we live in the global melting pot. Okay, everyone just does the same. Art School has made a new nusach for the, which is koilel. Art School is more powerful than the Ari. It's more powerful. Made one nusach, one size fits all. Everyone does the same thing pretty much. But there used to be many, every kehila had a unique set of minhagim. And some of kehilas that did were true to tradition, that did recite halal, did recite Tehillim every single day, they would blow shofar in the morning twice. They would blow shofar when they finished davening, after L'davar Hashem Oiri, or before, we'll discuss that in a moment, and then they would blow shofar a second time when they finished saying Tehillim. Why twice? So you read the Svarim, they say, because since, for whatever reason, people stopped blowing shofar in the evening, and they really should blow shofar in the evening, so, because we're not going to blow shofar in the evening, we'll blow the second blow, the tekiyos, after we finish saying Tehillim. Okay. But because we don't say Tehillim today, and so but it's funny, the Ashkenazim, everything disappeared. We don't say slichas, we don't say Tehillim, and we used to blow shofar a second time in the afternoon, we don't do that either. And this that we would make up for not blowing shofar a second time in the afternoon or in the evening, by blowing shofar a second time when we finish Tehillim, because we don't say Tehillim, so we don't blow the shofar a second time either. It's very, very watered down. Ashkenaz, did away with almost everything. But these are different customs that were definitely in practice. Now, I want to talk about another thing, to bring out another point. When do all of us blow shofar? Now, when I grew up my whole life, especially I grew up many years in Chaim Berlin, so they always like everywhere else, they said Aleinu, they said the Yoim, and then they said Le David Hashem Oiri V'Yishin Mimi Ira Hashem Oiz Chayayim Mimi Efchad, and they finished off Kaveh Hashem Chazak V'Yameitz Libecha V'Kaveh Hashem, and they first Kaddish Yosim. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabo, and as soon as Kaddish Yosem was over, the Baal Tekiya would blow Tekiya Shvarim Tura, Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya, Tekiya Tura Tekiya. They blew the shofar after Kaddish Yosem was over at the very, very end of davening. This is how I grew up. This is what they did in yeshiva all the years. I don't know what in the world happened. One day someone went over to the yeshiva and fadid him a cup and told him he got it all wrong. I'm not joking. You got it all wrong. You made a big mistake. And I don't know what happened exactly, but someone obviously proved to him that you're doing it all wrong. And the way you're supposed to blow the shofar before you say Ledavid. And Rashiva accepted. And this the Rashiva is Kodesh Kodoshim on my business. And he said, you're right, Mikanu Lahaba. We're going to say the Kaddish Yosoim after the Yoim, after they finish the Yoim. HaYoim Yoim. They don't say one Kash. It's not okay. They finish off the Yoim. And when they finish the Yoim, the Shatz finishes the Yoim. And then right away, the Baal Tokea blows the Kiyos. And after he finishes blowing the Kiyos, then everyone... L'dovid, like this, like a roar. He finishes the last tekiya. L'dovid Hashem Oiri V'Yishim Mimi Ira. What? They blew the tekiah. They said l'david after the shofar.
Yeah.
Okay. What are they doing, Young Israel?
They do that also.
They
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
In the Young Israel, they first blow shofar and then they say l'david.
Yeah. They don't put a whole thing. They do the way I always do.
Everyone does that.
Only
no, I remember the Young Israel. In the Young Israel, I remember this. It was like a standard thing. It was like a shock to me. Okay. Tekiah, Shram, Teruah, Tekiah. And then they say, right, that's right. And they'll dove it. Yeah. Alan, what you saying?
As far as I remember.
Exactly. The shofar blowing, and then Ladavit.
And then Ladavit. All right, so maybe, but okay, I remember for many, many years it was done very simply. They blew and davening was over, and they changed. And my impression was the whole world all of a sudden changed. When I was a kid, the way I remember it as a child, it was a davar pasha. You say the davar after kaddish yasin. Is there anyone that still does? He tell me no one does this like this anymore. There's no shul in the world. You never heard it be done the other way around.
No.
All right, I thought it was more.
I heard that Rav Munda, you wanted the last thing to be the Tekiah Shofar. You wanted that to be the last thing.
The last thing.
You wanted the Tekiah Shofar. And I never knew that
they now changed. They changed already many, many years. Many years they changed. How do I know they changed? Because I think when I was saying Kaddish with my father, it was maybe one of the first years that they changed. So I was all geared up to say Kaddish. So they finished the Yom. Right? They finished the Yom. And I forgot. I probably even forgot that it was Ladovit. I probably forgot it's Ladovit. So right after they finished the Yoim, I right away started to say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, and I was shouted down. Lulu, quiet, because now we blow the shofar, not the kaddish. First the shofar, then Ladovit, then the kaddish. So I got burnt. I learned the hard way. All right. I don't know, but I vaguely remember that in other shuls as well, they sell a dove at the very end. I don't know. It's going to ruin my whole drasha here. Because...
I think what happens is Eichelin was right, the rest of the world was wrong.
No, I mean, why they change? All right, I'm under the impression that there are still holdouts somewhere in the world, maybe I'm wrong, that says they blow shofar after Ladovit. And I'm trying, and okay, that's
in
my impression.
And my rabbi showed, my rabbi is exiled to Brach in Armenian down Svard, and we said, we blew Shofar after Ladala Shamari, after Kaddish.
Oh, see? Right. Rabbi Zisatz.
That's why.
You see, I vindicated. Okay?
That's why Brach came back.
You see, I've been vindicated. And Zisatz, he had a Messiah. Okay, he had real Messiah. What he did, Baruch has taught me over and over again, Zitzal didn't just do whatever, he just follow the herd. He had a real Messiah. So I have been vindicated that there is a real Messiah to say Ladavid, and after Ladavid, you say Kaddish Yosef.
Even after Kaddish.
Right, after the Kaddish. After the Kaddish. After the Kaddish. So, you see, I'm not so off. What I'm saying is, obviously, there is truth to what I'm saying. So to me, I just want to, now I'm going, learning the sugya, about blowing, why do you blow shofar? So there are so many reasons why you blow shofar. You blow shofar, we discussed yesterday, was because you want Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to Shemayim for 40 days, we discussed at length yesterday, he went to Shemayim for 40 days, and it was a reminder, don't make mistakes, the counting, there shouldn't be a tos, and don't worship the Zara. And then we discussed the reason why you blow shofar, it's a me'ein, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Wake up from your slumber. It's a reminder of the Yom Hadin. You can you know, Rav Sadia Gaon gives 10 reasons why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You can take all those 10 reasons and apply it to the blowing of the shofar in Chodesh El. Or you can say no, Chodesh El is a different reason because like Moshe Rabbeinu when he went to Shemayim to get the Luchos Shniyos, they should not make a tohos and worship of the Zara like they did when Moshe went to Shemayim to receive the Luchos Rishonos.
And there's 10 reasons why you blow the shofar
on Rosh Hashanah.
On Mitzvah Yom Kippur,
that's a several of Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Yom Kippur is a whole different shmuz. But I wanted to suggest is that there's a fundamental difference in why you blow the shofar would have a nafkamina. Do you blow the shofar before Ladavid or do you blow the shofar after Ladavit? In other words, if you first blow the shofar, and then everyone responds, Ladavit Hashem Oiri V'yishi Mimi Ira. That would teach us the blowing of the shofar is a wake-up call. You blow the shofar out of nowhere. You're davening, and out of nowhere, you blow the shofar. It's a frightening. It's a frightening experience. The shofar is a very disturbing sound. The Rav Sadia Gaon says this. So when you hear that shofar, what do? You channel that disturbance of, oh no, there's a siren. What does it mean there's a siren? I have to go to a bomb shelter? Something happened. What's going on over here? There's an Amber Alert? What's this disturbance? It's a disturbance. Out of nowhere, unexpected. You take that disturbance and you channel it to wake up your neshama. L'David, Hashem oiri v'yishi mimi ira. Hashem is my light. Hashem is my salvation. Hashem is the one that I'm afraid of. It is a disturbance to arouse man, and we take that arousal and channel it to Hashem. If you blow shofar when Ladavit is over, now I acknowledge there's a bit of a hefsek because of Kaddish Yosayim, which is a technicality, but in essence, you're blowing shofar after you say the words, Kavei el Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kavei el Hashem. Yearn for Hashem, hope for Hashem, strengthen yourself. Then the shofar is not a wake-up call. It's an expression of yearning. The shofar shel Mashiach. Okay, when Mashiach comes, v'hoya b'yoy mahu yitoka b'shofar gadol v'ho ibdim b'yeretz asher v'anidachem b'yeretz mitzvah v'shtachvu l'Hashem. It's not a disturbance. The blowing of the shofar is a yearning. Kaveh Hashem, chazak, v'yameitz, the world is falling to pieces. The whole world is mamash coming to an end. Literally. Literally, it's very sad. Every day is like more bizarre than the next.
We should have a minute to do both. One shofar before the other, and one
too much. Too much. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of blowing the shofar? Is the blowing of the shofar a disturbance? What was that? Amber Alert? Siren? What's going on? So you're disturbed. Channel that disturbance. L'David, Hashem oiri v'yishi mimi ira. Channel that. You're the one that I'm afraid of. Hashem is the one that is my source of salvation and the one who I'm afraid of. I'm a mimi ira. But if the purpose of the shofar is shofar is said, blown after you say kavil Hashem chazak gamus libecha, that's not what it's about. It's a yearning. It's a prayer. Like even on Rosh Hashanah, everyone has to know. Everyone has the question: when you blow the shofar, who's blowing the shofar? When you hear the sound, the shmoya kol shofar, what are you hearing? Are you hearing Hashem blowing? Is when the Baal Tokeah is blowing, is he a representative of Hashem, and he's blowing Hashem's coil, or is it the Tzibur, the Baal Tokeah, is a representative of the Tzibur, and the Tzibur, he represents us, crying out to Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, who's blowing the shofar? Are we blowing the shofar, or is Hashem blowing the shofar? Obviously, the Baal Tokeah is a representative of one of those. So the answer is, a machlaik, it's like everyone else. You'll find the chorus that say like this, and some say like this. Eilu v'yelu divri elokim chayim. There are many dimensions in the blowing of the shofar. Who's blowing? Just like you have these different dimensions on Rosh Hashanah, who is even the most basic principle? Who is blowing the shofar? You have the same principle when it comes to Elul. Elul, we're blowing the shofar, but we're blowing the shofar at a very precise moment, either before Ladavit or after Ladavit. And I want to suggest that's the nafkamina between the two is, what are you trying to do with the shofar? I know this. We know Moshe Rabbeinu, we went to Shemayim, should make a mistake. I am part of the Torah. But it was positioned in a very precise location. What is that? Disturbance or a yearning? If it's a disturbance, it's more like Hashem is blowing the shofar. If the shofar, you could say that same idea that we just said before, if it's a sound of disturbance, wake up! Wake up! The Yom HaDin is coming! So who's blowing the shofar? Hashem is blowing that shofar. The Bezen Shalmaila is blowing the shofar. If the blowing of the shofar is Kaveil Hashem Chazak Yamei Tzidecha V'Kaveil Hashem, we're blowing the shofar, trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so it's not a simple thing where you put the blowing of the shofar. Okay, it's not a simple thing at all. Okay, let's jump around. Let me tell you something. Go to Slichas. Let's go to Slichas. Slichas is coming up very soon. And there's a very interesting halachic dilemma, which it's really bizarre. I remember even as a child, they taught us this. I always never really had a grasp on this. The Baal Tefillah on the first night, really it's not only the first night, it's every day we say Slichos, but it's certainly true the first night of Slichos. Yes, wear a talis. Ordinarily, you do not wear a talis at night. By Ashkenaz, no one, does anyone wear a talis when they daven Ma'ariv? In the yeshivas, they wear a talis when they daven the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur, when he davens Ma'ariv, he wears a talis. It's a little bit ridiculous, right? Because you don't wear a talis at night. Well, whatever it is, Kavarat Tzibur, but in a regular shul, it's very, very rare. It's very hard to find a regular shul where they demand that the Shliach Tzibur, for Ma'ariv, should wear a talis.
The Baba should only wear on Yom Tov talis at night.
Even on Yom Tov at night, right.
You know, Yom Tov and Shabbos, they only wear a talis.
Because why not? Because Laila is Lav Zman Tzitzis. Uri Isem Oisoy Uzachartim, it's Lav Zman Tzitzis. So, now the problem is, some will tell you, even though it's not, if you have a beged, a garment that is meant to be worn during the day, then it is chayiv in tzitzis at night. The din of re'isim so is not on the time, it's on the garment. If a garment is meant to be worn during a time when you can see, that garment must have tzitzis even at night. If you're wearing pajamas, you're wearing a garment that's not meant to be worn like a blanket, a blanket that you sleep with. That's four corners. Most people have blankets that have four corners. Why don't you have tzitzis on the blanket that you sleep? Because a blanket is meant to be used at night. And at night is not as months. Let's say you use that blanket during the day. A person takes a nap during the day and uses a blanket that has four corners. Why don't you have to have tzitzis? Because the blanket is meant to be used at night. That's one of the answers. There are different answers to this question. It's meant to be used at night, and night is as man when you don't wear tzitzis. Generally, at night, we do not wear tzitzis. Okay, fine. Now, the first night of Slichos, everyone, universal, we daven Slichos Chatzos Laila. We daven Slichos after Chatzos. So it's not, but when the Shliach, when you daven Slichos, you must wear a talis. Why? It's a Medrash. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, Hashem was nis'atef batalis kishliach tzibur. When Moshe hid himself in the cleft of the rock, and Hashem vayavor Hashem alpona vayikra, and Hashem passed before Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem called out, or Moshe called out, the machloek is who called out to who, but when he passed and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midois Horachamim, the Medrash tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyochol, he draped himself in a talis, like a shaliach tzibur, and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The ikur part of Slichos, the most critical portion of Slichos, is to say the words Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, Erechapayim, Rav Chesed, V'enes, Noitzeh Chesed, Lo Alofim, Noitzeh, V'fesh, V'chatov, V'nakeh. The Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, that is the ikur. And those words should be said slow with kavana. All of the slichos are just embellishments, enhancements, packaging for the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And being that the Medrash says that when Hashem taught him the Yud Gimel, Hashem was dressed in the talis, so when we recite the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, even in the middle of the night, when it's not a zman of tzitzis, the proper tzura for the shliach tzibur is to be wearing the talis. Now you'll ask a question, why doesn't the tzibur wear a talis? It's a good question. I don't have a good answer. If the whole lineage of when you say the yud gimel midas harachim, you should be wearing a talis like a kadosh baruch hu, so every single person in shul should put on a talis at night when they come to say slichas. We don't do that. What?
Moshe wasn't wearing the
talis. Moshe was not good. Okay, you're saying good, but we're trying to connect to Hashem. We're trying to imitate Hashem. I hear you say, I don't know, okay, you're saying that the shliach tzibur is Hashem. The shliach tzibur serves in the role of Hashem, and we serve as Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so it's an answer, I hear what you're saying. But the shliach tzibur has to wear a talis. So there's this halachic dilemma. Oh no, he's going to wear a talis at night. So what will he do, the shliach tzibur? He'll take his own private talis and he'll put it on, right? Isn't that a very simple thing to do? No, if he puts it on, there's a halachic dilemma. Maybe he should make a bracha. Why? Because even though the night is definitely not a time to make a bracha, but some opinions hold that if you're wearing a garment at night, and the garment is a type of garment that you only wear during the day, that you do wearing the day, then you are obligated to make a bracha at night, even at night.
But
so if the
made a bracha at
not, what do you mean? It's
you made one in the morning.
No, it's a hefsek. You took it off. It's a hefsek. You took
I mean,
it off.
If you put on a talis for mincha, you make a bracha.
Technically yes. We don't. Why? Because of kavod hatzibur. We'll get that. I'll get that in a second if we have time. It's a good question. We'll get that in a second. But generally, if you come at, we'll talk about that in 1 second. But if the shliach tzibur comes to shul, he comes to shul, and he takes out of the bag his private talis, he has a halachic dilemma. My halachic dilemma is, should I make a bracha or not? On the one hand, it's night. At night, you don't make a bracha. On the other hand, this is a garment that is worn during the day. And according to many opinions, a garment that is worn during the day, you must make a bracha, schayv in tzitzis, and you must make a bracha if you wear it at night. It does not depend on the time, it depends on the garment. A garment that's meant to be worn by day requires a blessing even if it's worn at night. But we don't paskin like that. We don't accept that to be halachically correct, that opinion. Okay, so I won't make a bracha. Yeah, but maybe you should make a bracha. Okay, it's very, very funny.
Does it have to be your own talis?
Oh, solution. Solution is borrow someone else's talis. The halach is clear as day that if you borrow someone's talis, you do not make a bracha.
Even in the morning,
if you borrow someone's talis, unless the person says, I give it to you as a matana, al manas lahachzir. If you come to shul in the morning and you don't have a talis, you want to make a bracha, right? You know, I left my talis in another shul. You come to a simcha and you don't have a talis. So someone lends you a talis. You don't make a bracha. What do you mean? My whole life, a day has not passed my entire life where I did not make a bracha on a talis. Okay, I give you my talis as a gift. A matana, but better give it back to me. I give it to you as a gift. Matana al nas lahachzir. What? Oh, so the next, what about a shul talis? So, but let's go one step at a time. Well, let me go one step at a time. So by slichas, what is the minhag Yisrael? The minhag Yisrael is to borrow someone else's talis. And he should not give it to you as a gift at all. I am lending it to you. This is mine.
What about tefillin? Why is tefillin different?
Tefillin is no din lochem. It doesn't, by tzitzis, it says by the mitzvah of tzitzis kisuscho, yours. It has to be yours. By tefillin, it does not say anywhere that you have to own the tefillin. Gzeres hakosef. Talis, you only have an obligation if it's yours. So when it comes to, this is what they teach every child in cheder. When it comes, they teach you, I just hold right toward that I just taught you, they teach every child. It's a little bit bizarre, and we'll explain all the bizarre points. The hayol l'cho v'loy l'acherim. Okay, there's another, okay, I don't know the answer at this moment. There is another drasha that you dash in the word l'cho. It does not mean you have to own it. Right, so it's for you that it should be private. Private does not mean you have to own it. It doesn't say the word lochem. It's a different type of drasha. It just means the purpose of the mitzvah is that you should remember. Does the Tosek Pasuk is not, the grammar of the Pasuk is not addressing the object. When it comes to tzitzis, the pasuk addresses the object. The clothing must be yours. So everyone, this is the bottom line. You come to shul to slichas, the shliach tzibur has to wear a talis. Why must he wear a talis? Why isn't slichas like ma'ariv? No one wears a talis for ma'ariv, at least not in a regular shul. So why do you? Because slichas is different. It's the yud gimel midoy sarachamim. When Hashem taught this, he put on a talis. The words that Chazal use are kvoid hashechina. They don't say kvoid tzibur. Kivoid HaShechina. It's a special holy moment where the Shechina is present when you say the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachamim, and therefore out of the honor of the Shechina you must wear a talis. All, you know, built with that idea that Hashem was Nisatev Ketalis Keshliach Tzibur. Okay, where's my talis bag? Here it is. Let me make a bracha. No, you can't make a bracha. It's night. Oh, but it's a garment that you wear during the day, so maybe I should make a bracha. We don't paskin like that. Oh, I won't make a bracha. You go back and forth. You know what? Put my talis bag back in the locker. Forget about it. So what do you do? You, could I borrow your talis? No way. You're going to make it dirty. Okay, you want to borrow the talis? But when you borrow the talis, the person who lends it, you have to be very selfish to make sure. I'm not giving this to you as a matana. I'm not giving this to you. I'm lending it to you. Oh, you're lending it to me? That means it's not mine. I cannot, under any circumstance, make a bracha. This is the minhag Yisrael. Now you ask Mr. Marillis and everyone asks, what about a shul talis? A shul talis? Take a shul talis. Right on the beam of the shul talis. Shul talis is the biggest problem of them all. Because it is self-understood, that when you go to a shul, even if you're not a member, you haven't paid membership dues in 1,000 years. From the Maisa Bereva, you have a freeloader, a free rider, who comes in the shul every single day and has not paid membership dues. It is self-understood that a shul talis is here as a gift to a matana al menas lehachzir to anyone who needs it. If you come to shul Shabbos morning, and you don't have a talis because you're visiting as a simcha, or you just forgot your talis or your locker, you forgot the combination on your locker, and you take the shul talis, it is self-understood that the talis that belongs to the shul was donated with the understanding that anyone who picks it up, it's theirs. To davening.
Not on loan.
What?
Not on loan.
Not on loan. We give it to you. We give it to you. It's yours. It's yours. You could have it. Whether you like it or not. You pick it up, it's yours. So you're accomplishing nothing then. Because then when you come to Mitzvah Shabbos, to Shul Faslichos, and you pick up the Shul Talis, it's yours. So it's no different between my Talis in my locker and the Shul Talis. It's mine. It's mine. If it's mine, then I don't make bracha. And because it's nighttime, or you go through the whole dilemma all over again. But maybe you should, because since this is a garment which you make a bracha during the day, you should make a bracha. You go through this whole vicious cycle, so it's not going to accomplish. Now before we go further, there is an issue. So why is it then that you never saw a person when you get an aliyah, or let's say daven mincha, we're going to daven mincha. So a person goes up and he takes the shul talis, he puts it on. Did you ever see someone in our community make a bracha? You never see. People don't do this. They do something. Why you? A lot of them, they do make a bracha. Why? If the purpose of the shul talis is to give it to you as a gift, so may ikar hadin, beyond the shadow of a doubt, when you pick up a shul talis for an aliyah or to daven mincha, you really should make a bracha. Most of us, probably I would say 95% of Klal Yisrael, does not. Why not? So the answer given is that we only will wear a talis when these situations as a shliach tzibur for mincha, not because we want to be yotzei the mitzvah. It's kavod tzibur. We're not wearing a talis to be mekayim the mitzvah. We're putting on the talis when you go to the Torah. The tzura, the image, and the tzibor is, they want to see the person who gets the aliyah They want to see him wearing a talis. It's a certain Jewish, you know, for the camera. It's an image. It's an image. Kovoid hatzibur. I'm only wearing the talis now for kovod hatzibur. I'm not wearing the talis now because I want to be yotze the mitzvah. When you get an aliyah, when you daven mincha for the tzibur. So therefore, many of us don't just like to throw around brachas. They say Hashem's name in vain. The Baruch Atah Hashem, it's not a good thing to do. We have enough problems saying with kavana brachas that we have an obligation. So when you go and you give you an aliyah in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden, oh, they give you an aliyah and you put on the talis, you don't want to just go make a bracha like that when you're not really in the frame of mind to be kind of the mitzvah. And the only reason why you're putting on the talis is because of kavod hatzibur. That is why we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha when you put on the talis of the tzibur. Now you'll ask the question, if that's the case, let's go back, go back to slichas. Slichas. Why are you wearing the talis? Why are you wearing the talis? So here you don't have that answer. You can't tell me that when you're davening slichas as the shliach tzibur, you're wearing it for kavod hatzibur. You can't say that. You can't say that. So why don't you take the same way when you put on, my question is, the same way when you put on a talis of the shul, for mincha, to daven as the shliach tzibur, you don't make a bracha. The same way when you take a talis to get an aliyah, you don't make a bracha. So if you take the talis of the shul for slichos, I also will make a bracha. It's a big difference. When you take the talis to daven mincha for the amud, when you take the talis to get an aliyah, you're putting on the talis for the kavod hatzibur. Not because I really want, I want a talis, I need a talis, I don't need this talis, I don't want the talis, I'm not interested in the talis. Kavod hatzibur, follow the rules. There's a mandate. Whoever davens mincha for the amud in this shul has to wear a talis. Whoever gets an aliyah has to wear a talis. Okay, I don't hold from it. I don't believe in it. I don't need it. The halacha does not require it. There's no halacha that says that when you get an aliyah, you have to wear a talis. No such thing. Lo hayav lo nivra. Such a thing that you have to wear a talis when you get an aliyah. There's no such thing you have to wear a talis when you daven mincha. Even when you daven shachris. When you daven shachris for the amud. If you're not married, where does it say you have to wear a talis? Where does it say? There's no such halacha. Why are you doing it? There's a mandate in this shul or in other shuls, I don't know, wherever it is. Kavoid hatzibur. Have honor for the tzibur. That's why we want you to wear a talis. Okay, I'll do what you want to do, but I'm not doing it because I'm required. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. When it comes to selichos, you can't say that. When it comes to slichos, you have to wear a talis. You must wear a talis. There's a requirement to wear a talis. Why? Because you're going to be saying, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. You must wear a talis. There's not kavod hatzibur. It's called in the Chazal's terminology, kivoid hashechina. You must. Oh, I must. I must. Okay, where's my talis? Don't put on your talis. You put on your talis, you're entering into a halachic dilemma. The shul talis? Well, the shul, maybe you didn't make a bracha on the shul talis for mincha, it was covered at tzibur, but for slichos, it becomes yours. And if it becomes yours, you have the same halachic dilemma because now I really need it. I'm not just wearing the talis covered at tzibur, I'm wearing the talis because I need the talis. Just like if you are a visitor in a shul, for a simcha, and they give you a shul talis. Do you make a bracha? Yes, you do. Why, when you're a visitor, are you making a bracha on the shul talis? But when I daven mincha for the amud in that very same shul with that very same talis, I don't make a bracha. Because the answer is, when I daven mincha with that talis, I'm not wearing it because I want to be yotze the nitzah. I'm wearing it, covered at tzibur. But when I'm a visitor in this shul for a simcha in the morning, and I want to wear a talis, and I want to wear a talis, and they give me the shul talis, it's now mine. It's now mine, I make a bracha. When you daven slichas as the shliach tzibur, you want a talis. You need that talis, you must have that talis. Otherwise you can't daven for the, you can't be the shliach tzibur. Oh, I need a talis, there's a shul talis here, great. No, it's not great. Because if it's a shul talis, that's like it's your talis. Even if you're not a member, the shul gives out their possessions to anyone that walks into. That's the way it is. A shul is not stingy to its members only. If you're in a shul and you're dying, the shul gave you this talis for the time that you're using it, yada. That's why the only solution for slichos is to borrow someone's talis and to make sure that when he lends you the talis, he's not giving it to you as a maton amanas lahachsir. It's purely a borrowed talis. Okay, so this is all the lums, a lot of lums that goes on over here. Now, there's a nafka mina. There's a very interesting nafka mina. I saw this, when you daven mincha for the amos, there are talmidei chacham that are very makbid not to take off their hat and put the talis over their head. When you daven, you come to a shul, let's say in a real yeshivish place. Okay, a lot of, you know, more modern shuls, they don't cover their head anyway. But let's say you go to a real Haredi place where in the morning everyone takes a talis over their head. And now, mincha, okay, you daven mincha, here's, put on the talis. And you look around at your audience, these are all Haredi, you know. So right away you're intimidated. You take off your hat and you put the talis over your head. That's not a good idea. You shouldn't do that. Because the Iker Kiyam HaMitzvah of talis is ituf. Is over the head. And even people who don't wear a talis over their head, there are many people that don't wear a talis over their head, but when they make the bracha, they have no choice. When you put on the talis in the morning, people who do not wear a talis over their head. I know many of these people. They're much better than very good Jews, much better than I'll ever be. They put the talis over their head, they make the bracha l'sati patzitzis, like everyone else, and they put it over their shoulders. That's fine. But when you make the bracha, l'sa'atei patzitzis, you have to go put the talis over your head, because that's when the ikar kiyum ha-mitzvah occurs, during the itof. If you're davening mincha for the amud, and you're not going to make a bracha, because the only reason, Mary, I think it's ringing. If you're davening mincha for the amud, and the only reason why you're wearing the talis is because of kavod hatzibur, it's not a good idea to take the talis and drape the talis over your head. Because if you drape the talis over your head, then you being mekayim the mitzvah in its fullest form. And then you're touching upon the obligation to make a bracha. If you don't ever put it over your head, you just wrap it over your shoulders, you're not even really doing the mitzvah, not even for 1 second. So then you have no obligation to make a bracha. It's only kavod hatzibur. So even people who ordinarily always wear a talis over their head, you'll notice, when they get an aliyah, I mean, it depends who, you know, people who are the alumnus, when they get an aliyah, they call it, let's say, Shabbos Mincha. Most shuls, they don't wear a talis if you get an aliyah. 95% of the shuls, you don't wear a talis. They call you up getting an aliyah on Shabbos Mincha. You make it be part of a talis? I don't know. Most places not. Some places they do. So let's say they do. Do you take off your hat and put it over your head? No! Because by doing so, if you're not planning to make the bracha, because the only reason why you're wearing the talis is kvod hatzibur, so don't push your limits. Don't look for trouble. Don't put it over your head. Just put it over your shoulders. You have kvod hatzibur, and you have not entered into the zone of ituf, where you would be obligated possibly to make a bracha. Okay, so that's a nafka mina. Now, what we just said so far is all halacha, strict halacha.
They should keep the hat on.
Right, keep the hat on, right. Shabbos mincha.
I remember when I traveled to Shir Tzibur, I used to give my talis to my friend as a present.
As a present. He lent it back to you. And then you borrowed it, very interesting. Okay, alumnus. The Shliach Tzibur gives his talis to someone as a matana gomer, complete matana, and then you borrow it back. And then you ask him, then he asks you to give, that he should give it back to you. At the end he should give it back to you. Very interesting, okay? That's a very interesting idea. Now this is all, everything we said so far, it's all pure strict halacha. Strict halacha. I saw someone ask a question. Question is, why do you have to go borrow someone's talis? Why don't you just simply do the following?
use your own talis and don't make a bracha. What is this all about? Borrow, the bracha is not ma'akev. So you didn't make, what was the whole reason we're suggesting to borrow someone's talis? Because if you're going to take your own talis, you have a halachic dilemma. On the one hand, it's the night. And at night, you don't make a bracha. There's not that you don't make a bracha. There's no obligation, period. There's no obligation. Laila lav zman tzitzis. On the other hand, there is a competing svara. Even though it's the night, the garment is a garment that is worn during the day. And there is an opinion, there are opinions that hold a garment that is dedicated for day service is obligated in tzitzis even at night. We don't follow strict day-night. It's not a cutoff point. It depends on the garment. A garment that is meant to be worn during the day, if you happen to be up in the middle of the night and put on the garment, you are still obligated to put on tzitzis and to make a bracha. So because maybe I'm obligated. So I'm obligated, so I have to make a bracha. So make a bracha. No, I can't make a bracha because maybe I'm not obligated. So you go back and forth, back and forth. So the best thing is don't do it and borrow someone's talis. You're for sure not chayav to make a bracha. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Slichas. Slichas. Go back to slichas. So why don't we, the simple solution would be, I mean, take your own talis, even if it's correct that you have an obligation to make of tzitzis because it's a garment that's worn during the day, it's not the end of the world if you don't make a bracha. The bracha is not ma'akev. So you didn't make a bracha. So what? So you didn't make a bracha. It's not like you had pleasure. It's one thing if a person eats food. You're not allowed to eat unless you make the bracha. So if you have to make a bracha, you have a very big problem. Wearing a garment that does not have tzitzis is a type of mitzvah where if you have a sofek, if you chayiv in the mitzvah, is a type where you lichatchila can do the mitzvah and don't make a bracha. There are many things like that. Many times people do things like let's say a shechiyana. There are many situations, a person buys a new suit. So, do you make a shechiyanu? Well, if you open up Shulchan Aruch, it seems to say you should make a new a beged chodosh. You make. So, how come many people don't make a bracha shechiyanu when they buy a new suit? They'll tell you, well, if the suit costs $1,000, then I would make a bracha. This suit I got on Amazon for $200, $150. It doesn't really even fit me. It doesn't really fit. I just need a shmata to put on. I don't have any great pleasure. It's disposable. No big deal. I'll get another one in a few weeks. That's why it's not a big simcha for me. Oh, but it says in Shulchan Aruch. So it's not ma'akev. I can still wear the suit. I'm permitted to wear the suit without making the shechiyanu. And that's not really a great example, but it's similar enough. If you have a situation when it comes to a talis, and you do not know if you're obligated to make a bracha or you're chayiv in this, you can still lechatchila wear the talis and don't make a bracha. So what's the problem? It's now slichas. It's now chatzos. It's nighttime. I have my talis. I have to wear the talis because the halacha demands that when you say slichas as a shliach tzibur, when you say Hashem Hashem kol rachem chan, you must wear a talis. Okay, I'm going to wear my talis. Do I make a bracha? I have a dilemma. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So you know what you do? Wear the talis and don't make a bracha. You are not doing an aveira by not making a bracha. It is not eating food. If you eat food without making a bracha, that's an aveira. You're moil behegdish. It's Hashem's world. But if you do a mitzvah and you don't make a bracha for a good reason, because I have a real serious halachic dilemma, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. There are other examples in halacha where you do a mitzvah. I don't know. Let's say you're on a stranded island and you have a lulav and esrog and you're not sure the esrog is kosher. I'm not sure if this might not be a kosher esrog. So what do you do? Lichatchila, pick up the lulav and the esrog and shake it. Just don't make a bracha. Because maybe the lulav and esrog is not kosher. Does that mean, or because it's not, it might not be kosher, so can you make a bracha? I cannot make a bracha on this lulavan issue because I really do not know if it's kosher or not. So because I cannot make a bracha, you know what? I won't touch it. I won't pick up the lulav. That's ridiculous. If you have in front of you a lulavan and an esrog, and there is a dilemma, there might be a defect in the esrog, which makes it possible, and you do not know if it, you do not know the halacha. What are you supposed to do lechatchila? Lechatchila, you are required to shake that lulav and esrog and do not make a bracha. I don't know. You don't know. Don't make a bracha. But it doesn't hold you back from taking lulav and the esrog. So it's the same thing. Mitzvah Shabbos. You have a shliach tzibur. He has a beautiful talis. This is what he's comfortable wearing. He has a dilemma. Should he make a bracha? Should he not make a bracha? You have to take the talis no matter what, because you're not allowed to be a shliach tzibur for tzlichs, unless you're wearing a talis. Put on the talis and don't make a bracha. Mon of shach. If it's chayiv in tzitzis, the tzitzis are on my talis. If it's not chayiv in tzitzis, so I'm allowed to wear it or not anyway. I didn't make a bracha, so I didn't make a bracha. I have a good reason why not to make a bracha. When you have a doubt, you don't make a bracha. What's this whole mishagas? I should borrow someone's talis. Wear your own talis and don't make a bracha. You've done nothing wrong. You've done absolutely nothing wrong. That's the way to go. It's my talis. I need a talis for davening. I put on the talis. On the tzad, that a garment that is worn during the day is obligated in tzitzis. I have the best tzitzis money can buy. Tchelis. All different types of tchelis. The Redzina tchelis, the New York tchelis, of Herzog's tchelis, they're all there. The most expensive tzitzis money can buy. If this garment is chayiv in tzitzis at night, I was yoytzei the mitzvah. Oh, the bracha? I can't make the bracha. Because it's a machlokes apoiskim. Do you make a bracha at night on tzitzis? But wear your own talis. What is going on here? So I think there's a big musa haskia. When you begin slichos, this is like, you know, the opening day baseball season. Like, you know, this is like, you know, the opening, what's it called? The season begins in baseball, there's a certain term, what's it called? Opening day. This is a big day. If this dilemma of Mitzvah Shabbos was in the middle of Slichas, was in the middle of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, there was an Inyan to come, Mitzvah Shabbat, whatever. You know what? Put on your own talis. Put on your own talis, and don't make a bracha, and don't drive me crazy. But because this is opening day, this is the first Slicha, the first day of Slichas, Mitzvah Shabbos, you want to put your best foot forward. What you're going to do this Mitzvah Shabbos, you know, it sets the tone for the whole season. You go from this, you know, into Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Chol Hamoed, Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres. It's a big event. The opening night of Slichos, it's a big deal. You want to put your best foot forward. You don't do mitzvahs like this. You don't, even though in other situations this is the lechatchila, but the shliach tzibur, who represents all of us, who is now putting on the talis to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nis'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'talis kishliach tzibur, you don't do a mitzvah, you don't do play games. Really, I'm chayiv in the bracha, but maybe I'm not chayiv in the bracha. So we'll skip out on the bracha. It's there's a certain sensitivity, a lack of respect for the chashivus of the mitzvah, and you don't want the shliach tzibur to be nis'ates, to be enveloped in a talis. Well, you know what? Who cares? The bracha is not so important anyway. We'll skip the bracha. You want Hashem to say, you know, your bracha, the bracha that I'm going to give you for this coming year, your hatzlocha, your success in life, who cares? I should give you a bracha. I shouldn't give you a bracha. So you know what? I won't give you a bracha. Would you want that? Would a person, when he comes to the Yemei Adin, Chaim v'Hamavis, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mavis,
Hashem will say, this fellow, he's somewhere in the middle. Should he live? Should he not live? Eh. We don't need to bother. He won't live. Who cares? We'll just forget about him. Does a person who want to call the Shbaruch Hu when it comes to things that are important to him just to say, you know what, eh, who cares? It's a suffix. And because it's a suffix, forget it. Why bother with you? We'll put an end to you. You don't want that. It's a frightening person who comes to the Yemei HaDin in the right frame of mind, with the right sensitivity. You don't, when it comes to your talus, you're not playing around. I have a talus. It's my talus. And that's tzitzis. There's an obligation to make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, baruch Allah. Maybe yes, maybe no. Eh, who cares? No bracha. And you're going to wrap yourself up in this, envelop yourself up in this, and say, eh, I have a doubt, I have a suffix, who cares? I'm not going to say to you, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. I'm not going to say that. And I'm going to represent Klal Yisrael and dive into Hashem on the opening day for Klal Yisrael. Hashem will say, yeah, I also have doubts about you. I also wonder, you know, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason, eh, forget it. You don't do that. You don't play with fire. You don't play with fire on the opening night of Slichas. On the opening night of Slichas, the Shliach Tzibur represents us, the Nis'atik with those tzitzis, and you see those tzitzis dangling. No games. It's done kahalocha. It's done kahalocha. And the halocha is, you borrow someone's talis. So there's no she'ela that you just skip the bracha. It wasn't important to me. There's a Musa Haskel in this whole, I always found it very bizarre. Like in this whole shiur we gave to, there's all these halachas about the whole lamdis. What's the big deal already? Put on your towels. And you're like, this person who asked the question, just set it the way it is. Put on your towels. And don't make a bracha. You find you do this everywhere else, b'chol Torah kula. So put on the towels and don't make a bracha. We have nothing to worry about. You're not obligated to make a bracha because of the halacha dilemma. You know the answer is, that's not the way you do a mitzvah on the opening night of Slichas. You don't want Hashem to look at your lackadaisical attitude towards brachas when your bracha is on the line. Okay, that's one approach. Another approach I heard, I think this is an old idea, I think it's echoing, is that you bedafka, you can do everything that we just said. You take your own talis, you go out of your way to borrow, because it creates in the frame of mind of the Shliach Tzibur a different attitude. You know, the Shliach Tzibur, he's wearing a talis that's not his. He's not comfortable. You ever drive someone else's car? Someone lends you their car. You know, it's not my car. I'm not familiar with the brakes. Everyone gets used to theirs. When you drive someone else's car, it's not the same, right? You're used to a certain environment. If you're wearing someone else's talis, it's not right. I'm dressed in someone else's garment. What does it make you think about? Someone else. It's a humbling experience for the Shliach Tzibur. You're not here tonight to perform for yourself. This is not a concert. Slichos, here I am. Tomorrow they're gonna on the web, on the internet, they're gonna review, they're gonna talk about my performance. They're gonna give me A's, B's. A Shliach Tzibur has to be humbled by wearing someone else's garment to remind him you're davening for other people. You're davening for the Tzibur. The clothes on your back are someone else's. You're here for them. You're not here to perform tonight for yourself, to show off your beautiful voice and your talent. It's opening night. Set the right tone. Shliach Tzibur, humble yourself. Go borrow someone's talis. Something so basic, you know, talis, the most fundamental thing, you need to be a Shliach Tzibur. I have nothing of my own. Even the talis that I'm going to use, the prayer shawl, the most basic thing, even that's not mine. I have, because I'm not here to daven for myself. I'm here to daven for the tzibur.
even though halachically you can get away with it, halachically put on your talis and don't make a bracha and you're covered. No one in Shulchan Aruch can have any complaints against you. You've done kiddasu chedin. You don't make a bracha because of the halachic dilemma and you put on the talis. What's the problem? You have good kosher tzitzis. The bracha is not me'akev and you're not chayev to make a bracha in this case because of the dilemma. Why are you going out of your way that it should be perfect? There shouldn't be a halachic dilemma to borrow. Humbling experience. So sach hakol, we've gone through today all the halachas about a talis. We know a lot of different things about a talis, about night and talis at night, about a shul talis, and about a borrow talis, and the issue of a slichos and the different times you wear a talis primarily for three reasons. You wear a talis to be yotze the mitzvah. You wear a talis mishum kavoid hatzibur, and you wear a talis by slichos for an entirely different reason. Kavoid hashechina. And that's why Mitzvah Shabbos, when you say slichos in the middle of the night, it's a unique situation. It's not kavoid hatzibur. It's not your obligation. It's kavoid hashechina. And how does it interplay with the obligation of making a bracha? And the solution is always is the ideal, the only solution is not a shul talis, not your talis, but to borrow a talis, and all the lamas, and that's the halacha. And then the musa haskel of this is the two ideas that we expressed. The last one was to remember you're not here for yourself, you're here for others. And the other idea is you don't want Hashem to say the same way my bracha was just dismissed, your bracha will be dismissed. Chas v'shalom. There's a diktuk b'halacha very, very much in the haschola, in the beginning of something, that it should be perfect. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful day. I love it, bro.